Today we're going to be continue with the disciple series, and I'm going to be passing on to the one and the only Asher.
Thank you. How are you guys doing? You good? Awesome. So today we are going to continue the disciple series. Can I get somebody to tell me what's a disciple? Because we're learning about the disciples, the characteristics of a disciple. But what is a disciple? Somebody, anybody. Pastor Mark preached on it in the first week, which was that. So he preached about it then. Does anybody know what's a disciple? A disciple is word-based, yes. Okay, a disciple, let's just make it simple. Disciple is a follower of Jesus, and we called to follow Jesus. So in week one, we learned that a disciple is word-based, which means they're in the Word, they're reading the Bible constantly and consistently. Week two, we learned that a disciple is prayer-filled, so they're always in prayer, day and not the whole day and night because you have to sleep, but they're constantly in prayer and communicating with God. Week three, we learned that a disciple is Christ-centered. Week four, a disciple is spirit-empowered. Week five, that was last week, a disciple is socially responsible. Today, we're going to be learning about how a disciple is mission-minded. Now, I know you think missions, it's for those people that go into the middle of Africa, you know, the heart of Africa. I don't know where that is, but the middle, where it's dark. But we're going to learn what a real mission is. Missioner? Missionary. That's the one. Let's watch a video.
Our team is the elite of the elite. We're the heart and soul of this very beach. We protect when other people don't want to protect. And we go above and beyond.
If you want me, you can have me.
Some other time.
We're staring into the abyss here. City Council's already cut our funding. It's up to us to restore the Baywatch brand.
I'm Matt Brody,
ready for duty.
We got a dead body on our beach.
That's not our job.
Welcome to Baywatch.
Alright, so I'm not sure if you were here. I think 3 weeks ago when we learned about being Christ-centered, I was preaching on being Christ-centered. I spoke a lot about Justin Bieber. That's not happening today, don't stress. Today we're going to talk about Dwayne Johnson, and you know what? Like, if you just look at him, he's buff, hey? Like, this is goals right there. Right, okay, but anyway, let's not talk about Dwayne Johnson. Let's talk about Jesus. All right, so we are lifeguards, like Dwayne Johnson in the film Baywatch. Who's watched it? You shouldn't have, but yeah. It's a good movie. You should watch it. It's actually really enjoyable. In the film Baywatch, it's all about lifeguards, and they're saving people, and there's a threat on the beach because there's a dead body. They have to find out who killed the person. It's just like one of those mystery movies. It's really cool. But basically, there's lifeguards. They're really, really cool, and they save people. So in Ezekiel 3, verse 17 to 18, it says, I have made you a watchman, but if you do not warn a wicked person or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. That's a bit dramatic, right? Like, if we don't dissuade them, we will be held accountable for their blood. That's hectic. The Bible is hectic, trust me. Sometimes we read it, it's like, whoa, relax, Bible. But it's the truth, right? So life, like a lifeguard, if there's somebody doing something really stupid in the water, you know, there's those guys that always want to do the stupid stuff. They're like, they want to go boogie board, flip upside down, diving off a boat, doing some weird stuff. If a lifeguard doesn't go up to that guy and say, dude, chill, stop now, you're going to get yourself killed, then it's his responsibility. It's his responsibility, it's his beach to say, yo, dude, stop what you're doing, stop the stupid stuff. Do something calm, normal. Because we don't want to be held responsible for people's blood. It's like that. We are watchmen. And if we do not warn wicked people of their wicked ways, because we all sin, We have to warn people. If we don't speak out, dissuade them, we will be held accountable for their blood. So, like a lifeguard, I could speak about him as well. He's also pretty cool. Yeah, no, Zac Efron. All right, so we have to keep watch. Like a lifeguard, they stand in a little tower. They have to be watching the whole time. If they go to sleep for a while and someone dies, they're going to be in big trouble, right? Like if they decide to take a nap, things are going to happen, and they're probably going to go to jail. I don't know what the lifeguard rules are, but I'm sure it's quite serious. So we have to be constantly keeping watch and looking out for people that are in need of our help. Lifeguards take risks. I don't know if you know that. They do some really crazy stuff. Have you seen some of the water at beaches, go to Durban, wild waves? I wouldn't like dive straight into there to go save somebody. I'm not that brave. But lifeguards take risks, and we have to be like that. When we're going out and reaching to people, we have to take risks. It's scary sometimes to talk to strangers, right? Like, if there's a guy standing on the side of the road and you go talk to him, you're like, no, I don't really want to. It's a guy I don't know. But we have to actually go out and take risks. But the risks are worth it, right? Because we're saving lives. I think in about 2010, my sister, we're at this party. It was a swimming party. There was a whole lot of kids swimming and stuff. And Gabby, she was probably 2010. She was 4. And I was inside the house. All the adults were inside the house. The kids were just playing around in the garden. And I just had this weird sense that I should go to the pool. So I went to the pool. And there was my little sister. She can't swim. She's 4. She's in the water. What was the thing I did? I jumped in and brought her out. And it's an amazing feeling knowing that you've saved someone, right? Let that be the same when we save people and bring them to Christ. Let that feeling of, wow, I've just saved somebody. It's real because we really are saving people. So a discipled person shares the gospel near and far. I want to emphasize the near part because everyone thinks, okay, missionaries, they go out, they go, it's their job. Those people, you know, those weird-looking people with the khaki pants and Land Rovers, 4x4s, they go there. That's their job. I'm here in my church, my school. I'm just, that's me. Maybe one day in 40 years when I'm old with gray hair, I will go on a mission trip. But the important thing is we can go on a mission trip now. We don't have to. I think the trip part is what gets people, a trip. Let's just call it a mission. If we just go out into the streets and start talking to people, we're on a mission. We are saving lives, right? It's good to be local. Local is lekker, as Afrikaans people say, yes? Right? Awesome. So in Acts 1 verse 8, this is a really important verse in the Bible. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So in your groups, in your table, take 2 minutes and tell me, discuss, what does this verse say about missions? It'll come. So just in your groups, discuss, what does this verse say about missions? You have 2 minutes. Go for it. All right, we're going to start with this group. Somebody in the group, tell me, what did you get from the scripture verse? Anybody? Somebody?
Well, I just got that it's Holy Spirit led, so it's not about like what comes to your mind, and often like you don't have the words to say, but as you just like go out and you trust and you're obedient, then Holy Spirit will give you.
Awesome. Yes. Missions are Holy Spirit led. This group, somebody.
Our group said that without God's power, you won't be able to go and spread God's words and go on missionaries because he, I don't know, like gives you.
Awesome. We need God's power. Amen. All right. So we're going to look at a Bible character, Paul. Now, Paul is a real missionary, right? So I'm not sure if you know the story of Paul. He started off as Saul. He was an evil man. He hated Christians, and his job was to go and kill Christians. That's what he did. He was like, I don't like Christians. He went and he persecuted Christians, and then he had an encounter, a personal encounter with Jesus. And it's really powerful how Jesus uses the most terrible people to do such wonderful things. And we sitting here, I hope none of you are like going and persecuting people and killing people. I hope not. But we also sin. And we also just need sometimes a personal encounter with Jesus that's going to wake us up and get us moving like Paul. Paul had this encounter. Jesus shone a bright light. God shone a bright light. And he couldn't see. He was blinded for a while. And he needed that. Sometimes we need something big to wake us up. And I think if we're using what we looked at the last 5 weeks, that's how we're going to have this personal encounter. Because when you read the word, God speaks to us. When we're Spirit-filled, God speaks to us. So if we look back in all the weeks we've done, we need that to have this personal encounter with Jesus. Paul took every opportunity to share the gospel, no matter where he was, no matter what situation he was in, whether it was going to get him imprisoned, he shared the gospel. And we need to do that, right? Even though being at school, sharing the gospel with people at break is scary, we need to just be brave, right? We need to take any opportunity. If someone asks you a question about something, take the opportunity. If they start asking deep questions, sometimes it's easy, the option just to be like, let's just change the subject. Let's talk about Star Wars. That's what I would do. Star Wars. Let's just move to Star Wars. But we actually need to take the opportunities when people are asking questions to share the gospel. Look at this map. I think it's really cool. So Paul went on mission trips, right? I looked at this map for like probably 15 minutes. It's really, really fascinating. There's four different separate mission trips that Paul went on. And these mission trips, they weren't short mission trips. He didn't go for like a week, right? There was no airplanes back then. You couldn't just fly to all these different countries. Look at that. From 46 to 48 AD, that's a two-year mission trip, right? That's hectic. The other one, the last one there is four, I think it's four. One of these is 4 years. And he went all over. He started in Israel and went there, all the way to Rome. He did mission trips. And I think we really need to be like Paul and do mission trips too. So the question is, are you mission-minded like Paul? Maybe you're not there. Some of us, we're like, yeah, this Paul guy, he went on mission trips. That's cool. That's nice. That was in the Bible a long time ago. He could go on a ship and just cruise and go to all these different places. That was his job. Maybe we're not there yet. It's okay. By the time you graduate from Encounter Youth, we want you to know that God loves the lost and wants to use you to reach them. God loves everyone. He doesn't just love us. He's like, we're Christian. All of a sudden, God loves us. No, he loves everyone. Even the people that are lost, the people that are sinning, the worst people, like Paul. Paul is a killer, but God loved him and used him, and God can use us too, yes? So by the time we leave Encounter Youth, you will know the gospel and share the gospel. That's our hope, our goal, and we really hope it comes true. So you'll also start relationships with unbelievers and share the gospel with them. And when it says start relationships, most of us actually already have relationships with unbelievers. We have so many people in our lives that aren't Christians, and often we're just a little bit afraid to talk to them about stuff. Like, what are they going to think of us? They're going to think we're these creepy Christians who always want to come and give this creepy advice. Let's just be brave. Take risks. So the challenge is, will you be mission-minded? It's like a mindset shift. We have to actually change our minds and be like, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to go out. I don't have to go on these complicated long mission trips to share the gospel. I can go into the streets and just start talking to people. Now, in our church, I'm not sure if there was these banners in our church a while back, a couple of weeks. I'm not sure if they might still be there. They should still be there. And it says, just one. Take the risk. So this is, it's not a campaign. It's not something that's going to come for 6 months and disappear. This is, we want this to be like a life, I don't know how you say this, a life, like something, a life choice, a life decision that the church is making, that we're going to find this just one. What does that mean? Look for one person in your community, your school, your, I don't know where else you are, in your drama club, your, wherever you are, look for one person this year that you're going to reach out to. Just one. We're not going to go and look for like 500 people and preach to them in a stadium, which you can do if you really want to, but we're focusing on just one, right? And I think it's really important, because if we focus on one person, we can really impact them. So we want you to find that one person this in the next couple of weeks. And then we really, 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 really want you to invite your just one. We're having this function at Zoo Lake. It's like a chilled vibe. So you can play sports, basketball, soccer, all this stuff. It's just a chance for you to bring in your just one, your lost friends, unbelievers, people that don't know Jesus. Bring them in to a crowd of really cool, epic people, and we're going to have a lovely afternoon. I believe that's a public holiday, so bring it just one to Zoo Lake. And then after that, we'd like you to invite them to our Alpha Friday series, which is next term, term two. Alpha is a really, really cool, there's epic videos, the great graphics, and it's just really a chance for people to learn, ask questions, the questions about why do I exist, why am I here, what is God? These questions are answered in Alpha, and if you invite your lost friends, it could be really cool. Please do that. And then the second thing we want you to do is to share the gospel. Now, some people get confused, and this is complicated. What's the gospel? It's such a complicated thing. We don't know how to say it. We don't know if we're going to say the wrong thing. I'm scared sometimes. Like, what if I say the wrong thing and I mess it up, and they get the wrong thing, and then I'm going to be at fault? So there's this really cool, I don't know if the acronym type thing, acrostic, or whatever, that thing. And it really helps us learn the gospel. We have done this before. We did it 2 years ago, and then last year. And why we keep coming back to it? Because it's so simple. It's, if we ingrain this in our heads, it'll really help us. And there's new people that weren't here last year, the year before. So if you look down, it says gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. Those gospel stands for six words. Six, yes. God, our sins, paying everyone life. And then there's sentences that go with that. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. So this is just the six words. God, our sins, paying everyone life. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. So I want you guys, let's just quickly say it together. So one, two, three. God created us to be with him. Say it with me. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Shortly, you can get a piece of paper that has that, so you can reference that, but don't stress. So the next thing we really want you to do is a mission trip. I was saying you can do it in your local community, you can go out, but it's also really, really cool to go to other nations, other countries, learn about other cultures, and we really encourage you to do a mission trip by the time you leave Encounter Youth. So maybe you're in matric now, that means you should do a mission trip this year, but if you're only in grade 8, you've got time. We don't want to like force you to do something. We want you to make this choice to do a mission trip. We call it 10 days mission trips, not because they're 10 days. It's just like the church has a brand. Yes, it's a brand. 10-day mission trips is really cool. And we're going to Botswana in July. Yes. June. Is it June? It's July, Ethan. Don't fight with me. Okay, so we're going to practice that now. You're going to get a piece of paper. On that piece of paper, you have three tasks to do. To earn a prize. Prizes are here. Yes, yes. So you have three tasks to do. You're going to, first of all, identify your just one. So on that piece of paper, there's a space to write down the person that you're looking to reach this year. And then the next thing you're going to do is share the gospel. So there's going to be leaders around the room. Find one of them and share that with them. If they think you did it well, they'll sign it. Please be enthusiastic, bring energy. And then the last thing is, we're going to pledge to do a mission trip. So on the bottom, you're going to sign, Asher Party pledge that I'm going to do a mission trip before I leave and come to youth. And then you put your signature so it's all formal and fancy. Cool. So you can do that. Go for it. Have fun. Okay, just a reminder, if you finished the first task, identified you just won, you've practiced, don't worry. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're not like those perfectionists. We're like, no, get it wrong. Go back. Find a leader. Share it with them. Tabila's at the back. Grace is at the back. Other Graces here. There's just so many Graces. Grace is in this place. I'm here. Yeah. And if you've done all three, you can come to me, get a fizzer. Okay, so this is just a piece of paper. Like, we're not a lawyer company. We can't make you force you to sign something and actually come and shout at you if you don't. So this is a personal choice that you have to make with yourself. You have to decide that you're going to be mission-minded. We can tell you what's a good choice, we can give you advice, but we can't force anything down your throat. Can't force the physics down your throat. We can't force anything. So it's up to you. What's your response going to be to this? We would really encourage you to be mission-minded, because a disciple is mission-minded, and we want everyone to be disciples of Jesus. So we would really encourage you to join our WhatsApp group, the Sunday WhatsApp group. We get daily devotionals. This week is going to be really cool. It's about Paul. There's some really good activation questions. So if you want that, just there's a piece of paper there. It says Sunday WhatsApp group. Fill in your name, number, and we'll add you. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being here today on this wonderful Sunday morning, Lord God. Thank you that we could just learn about you, Lord God, and learn what a missionary is, a discipled person that is mission-minded, Lord God. Help all of us to make a decision today to be mission-minded, Lord God. Help us just to not get distracted by other stuff, but be focused on you, Lord God, and that we know that if we're following you, we're in the right place, Lord God. Help us to have a wonderful week. Bless us, and help us to reach out to our just ones this week. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Awesome. Next week, we're going to be learning about a disciple person that is leadership empowered, because disciples are leadership empowered. So be there. It's going to be really, really epic. And have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.